of the men of the modern mind to propagate and germinate. Land of the other deck was made right between the eyes. You will learn to watch it burn.
Hey folks, that's the sound of good news here at LSA Anaconda. My name is Dave Kinzer, I'm your host. This is my inaugural podcast on Watch It Burn, a podcast I'll be doing for whenever I can, as long as I'm still here in Iraq. Hopefully the siren will die off in a minute here so you can hear me more clearly. But I don't know, apparently there's been an indirect fire attack or something. I don't know. Not going to put the date on this because of operational security reasons. They're dying off a little. Next, we're going to probably hear the big voice telling us what happened. I'll try to keep you informed of, well, I don't really get latest news, and I don't get outside the wire, so not going to be anything like that. I'm probably just going to be telling you my random philosophy and my various thoughts on different subjects and different topics, a little bit of storytelling. Oh, here comes the big voice. There you have it, folks. We're now at condition alarm red. There's been an indirect fire on the post. Under alarm red, we are to take cover. For me, on a nightly basis, when I'm at work, if that does happen. Since I work inside of a hardened aircraft shelter, which is pretty good 15, 18 feet of packed earth and concrete above me, I can pretty much just come back in here in my shop and relax. But if I were actually back out of my room, what I'm supposed to do is pretty much just stay there, don't move, don't leave my room, because we do have sandbag walls around them. If I'm out elsewhere, like on the flight line or something, I'm supposed to just get my gear on, my interceptor body armor, and my advanced combat helmet, and find one of the little concrete U-channels that they've put out there upside down as little mortar shelters. This post, LSA Anaconda, is nicknamed Mortaritaville. I think fitting aptly. We get a lot of indirect fire attacks out here. That's the good news. The good news from Iraq is, there's been a lot of them lately. I haven't heard of anybody getting hurt yet. A lot of explosions in the distance the other day. Did guard duty the other night, where I actually had to go out on one of the towers on the wall, or on the fence, I should say, no real wall, and do 3-4 hour shifts. In a 24-hour period, we have 4 on, 4 off, for 24 hours. And basically, I just sit out there and keep an eye outside the wire on the locals and see if anything comes in. Periodically, the counter-battery radar will pick up some kind of activity, and, the main control will call us up and ask us if we've seen any explosions or heard any explosions. Just keep tabs and make sure the system's running all right. We're pretty well prepared for anything that happens here. We do have the theater hospital here on this base. It's an Air Force base, which is nice, really nice for us Army pukes, because we don't get to live this well when we're on our own. The last time I was here, I was in Mosul, and our camp was so small that the Iraqi resistance fighters that would fire mortars over us would fire just outside of one berm behind our tents. And generally the rounds would fly over our tents and all the way over the post and land outside the wire on the other side. Very rarely one would hit inside. There was a night just before I left that I think it was either 5 or 6 small mortar rounds, anti-personnel devices to judge by the damage, actually landed near one of our helicopters. Fortunately, it was really late at night. There was nobody out of the helicopter, but it ended up with at least 100 little holes in the back of just Swiss cheese little sucker. Didn't hit anything major, just damaged the hydraulic line, so it wasn't easy enough to fix. They just had to put a bunch of really small little, 2-inch by 2-inch patches on all the holes so the aircraft wouldn't whistle when it flew, I guess. I haven't seen anything major happen since I've been here. We've been pretty fortunate. There have been a couple dud rounds that have landed near our HOS, hardened aircraft shelter. But overall, it's been relatively quiet as far as, you know, actual adrenaline rush stuff. So there was a night back in January when I was on guard that a round actually flew between my tower and the next tower over. I'll tell you, that was a white knuckle night there, because the kid that was with me, he was brand new, so it was really important for me to stay calm and to look calm for him. And it helped me, actually, a lot, too, trying to remain calm by, you know, making myself be calm for his benefit. I was probably telling myself it was for his benefit, but it might have been. Because it was pretty scary, to tell the truth. I had been scanning out at the time with my night vision goggles. Call them nods for night optic device. Now, if I say nods, it means the night vision goggles. And while I'm looking out across the horizon, I saw, you know, some flickering light off there. I thought someone might be burning trash or something in the distance, because they do that a lot at night. And I saw, you know, a brighter flash and then some, you know, a trail of sparks come up into the air. And less than 5 seconds after that, that round whizzed right past us. And it wasn't a mortar round. It did not sound like a mortar round. It was a rocket of some sort. And it landed inside the perimeter. I'm not going to go into detail about what it did, because near as I can tell, nobody was hurt, so no biggie. Plus, I do have to bear in mind operational security. You know, can't give away anything. It was kind of funny, because it went past us, and the other kid on there with me says, "Is that what I thought it was?" And he got out, "It was," and that's when it blew up behind us, and I just looked at him and said, "Yeah." And then, scared me even worse, though, because I started looking back at the horizon as he was reporting it in on the radio to the main. And while I was watching that same location, I saw about a dozen more flashes and spark trails come up, and I thought, oh, fuck, here it comes. You know, like, oh, man, here comes a shitstorm coming right down on us. But as it turned out, it was the flash I saw and the ordnance going past us were pretty much, near as I can tell, were unrelated. Though I did report, the sound of the rocket did come from around the general direction, pretty much dead on azimuth where I had seen that flash, so I think it was a fair assumption to say that, you know, to call it in as that was the cause. Oh, jeez. What else do I got going here? I don't know, this is just going to be the more or less the introductory podcast here. I had some notes I was going to do, but there's not really much to say. Pretty much cover everything in the notes anyway. So, just let you know that this is pretty much what it's going to be. You know, my random musings and storytelling, current events from here. I'm going to get on subjects. You know, if I see something in the news or hear something in the news, I'm going to talk about what I think of it. And that's pretty much going to be it. So, I guess I'm going to sign off from here in Mortaritaville, my mobile studio. Hopefully I'll get up from scratch here and be able to get my own laptop so I can do this myself instead of having to rely on the kindness of others for the conversion from WAV to MP3. Jeez. I guess all I got to say now is, from LSA Anaconda, this is Dave Kinzer signing off. Over here, putting my shoulder to it and continuing the big work. So long, folks. Enjoy.